You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golsa.
It is Casual Friday.
Yay. Rainy Casual Friday.
It is. It is rainy Casual Friday. And you know when you're packing your clothes for the day, because I go to the gym quite often before I come in, and you pack your clothes, and then you get to the gym and you're getting dressed for the day, and you're like, why did I pack that for today? So, KFUO shirt on top of what I'm wearing today.
Nice job.
I was like, I look like I'm ready for like the weekend, my comfy casual clothes. So, KFUO shirt in studio, sporting some hashtag KFUO love here in the studio today. And good stuff on deck today. Lutheran Young Adult Corps. We love Lutheran Young Adult Corps.
That's true.
Here at KFUO. And we get to share the Lutheran Young Adult Corps story today because it is time for applications for the next round, for the next season of Lutheran Young Adult Corps. They do 10 weeks or 10 months. And we are so grateful to be partners with Lutheran Young Adult Corps and get to benefit too from getting to have a Lutheran Young Adult Corps volunteer with us here at KFUO. Get to share his story and other participants' story here on the Messenger of Good News, the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Tonight, we already said that, didn't we?
We did. I'm still Sarah Golseth.
You're still Sarah Golseth.
Yep,
what coffee do you
sure.
have, Sarah Golseth? What coffee do you have?
Today is Tim Hortons.
Oh, thank you to our friends from Bethesda for bringing you some Timmies from up north.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Up north.
Yeah.
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 Thanks to our friends, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at CUW.edu. In the house today, Juliana Schultz, Program Manager for Lutheran Young Adult Corps in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Good morning, Juliana.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's Friday.
It is.
It's Friday, and enrollment, or I should say applications. Are open for Lutheran Young Adult Corps.
It is.
This is a fun part of the year for you as you start this application process.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting. We have put our applications open last week, same day that our registration opened for the gathering. So it's a big day up in the LCMS Youth Ministry Office for us to kind of open up opportunities for lots of different things all in one day. So, yeah, it's great. We're excited to see who God puts in front of us for the next year, for our next cycle.
So, speaking of that, in a year, what happens within a year? There's a 10-month program and a 10-week program, right?
Correct. So, right now, applications are open for both 10 weeks and 10 months. So, applicants can fill out a pretty basic application. There's a short answer, like short essay kind of thing that we ask them to do. Then we do references, we do a video interview with them, kind of do a couple of different things to get to know them a little bit better and understand who they are. And then we'll do placement in April. So applications close in March. We do placement in April. And then we have participants who serve 10 weeks in the summer, so which means they start kind of the last week of May, first week of June, and go to that second week of August, or 10 months through a school year. So that group starts with their training at the beginning of August, then kind of takes over from our 10-week participants, and they serve from August until the end of May. So, and then we have, you know, we put in summer applicants, and then we put there's always somebody out there serving. And then this particular part of the year, from October to March, it's applications, trying to get the word out, trying to get our new cycle started.
So there's 10-week option, there's 10-month option. What are the different experiences between the two? Because some of the experiences wouldn't be able to translate necessarily those time lengths.
Yeah, we have some partners who take people all year round, so, you know, kind of just are always taking on somebody new,
like
which
us.
Is
right
wonderful, here. Like you guys. We also have some churches that run programming specifically during the school year, so like at-risk after-school programs, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. They're not going to necessarily need somebody in their summer. Also, we have some organizations that have high season in the summer, so groups that are bringing in sermon events, for example. If they have 5 sermon events in their summer, that's kind of their high time.
That's
this is
ambitious.
When we, right? Then we have, we can offer our participants to them. So it sort of depends on what the needs are from our community partners and the kind of applicants that we get, where their interests are. So
yeah,
matching those things up.
Yeah. And so right now, the locations, it's mm-hmm. St. Louis,
In Boston. Are who we have right now. Over the summer, we had participants in St. Louis, Boston, New Orleans, and Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
And the next cycle, we're saying it's been wonderful, Boston, but they have gotten to where they need to go with our capacity building, kind of with our participants. And we are getting ready to open up a house in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
So one of the great things about this program is that we kind of get to go where the most need is. And we're excited that, you know, God used two cycles worth of participants in Boston to get them to a really cool new place with their campus ministry in particular. And now we're ready to say, like, okay, what new opportunities do we have in a new city? So
awesome. Milwaukee's a great place.
What's happening? Yeah. I want to know what's going to happen in Milwaukee.
I know.
Yeah, we have some really, it's not totally settled, so I don't want to do any spoilers.
Can't spoil it.
But no, Milwaukee's got some great opportunities. The district there is wonderful, is very mission-minded, and has been really active in helping us to point out some particular urban ministries that could really use some extra capacity, some extra people on the ground for them pretty consistently. So we're excited about that.
And here in St. Louis, there are a number of ways that Lutheran Young Adult Corps volunteers serve. We're going to learn more about that, actually, from our St. Louis participants in a few minutes. But tell us a little bit more about being a partner. What does it mean for organizations, for churches, to be a partner with Lutheran Young Adult Corps?
Sure. Our community partners are LCMS congregations, LCMS campus ministries, and recognized service organizations, primarily. So when we go into a city, we kind of cast a pretty wide net to those kinds of, to all the churches and campus ministries, and we say, kind of dream with us, what could you do if you had the extra manpower of 20, 30, 40 hours a week of a young adult? They are excellent and passionate, not always trained. some of them more trained than others, but we kind of get a chance to sit down with them and dream out what that might look like. And then those that are ready to take on, send us an application and a position description that we look at and that we investigate with them. Community partners do also, they're required to have a supervisor, so somebody who oversees the young person as they're serving, kind of as their point person. They also do contribute financially to help offset the costs of the program. So we have great partners in every city, and it's amazing to see the different ways that they utilize the time and the energy of young people to be able to share the gospel.
So who is the ideal candidate for this? Who's eligible for the program?
Well, to be eligible to the program, you only have to be a high school graduate and a member of an LCMS congregation. Right? So those are the two.
So I'm eligible.
I'm eligible.
Oh, you have to be 18 to 26.
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot. I forgot that part. Yes, you do have to be 18 to 26 during your service. But outside of that, we're really looking for participants who are independent, who are passionate about sharing the gospel.
That eliminates me. Oh, independent.
Man. Oh, I was going to say, which part of that?
I'm passionate about sharing the gospel, but not independent. So.
Right? They live on their own. They have to manage their own money. They have to take care of their own food. So we need them to be a little bit self-sufficient, though we do provide some support in those areas when we need to. We want them to be adventurous. Certainly, they're going to get challenged. We're going to have them go into urban ministry settings, so that can be really challenging. So somebody who's flexible, who's willing to learn, who's willing to serve, who's willing to kind of get in there and do what needs to get done for these organizations. Not always glamorous work, certainly, that they're asked to do, but sometimes it's incredibly valuable, the things that they're able to bring to that organization. So,
unless they're the volunteer here at KFUO, then it's
totally
always glamorous.
It is.
Super glamorous.
I'm sure. Every day.
Every day. So this is like hashtag adulting 101 happening.
Yeah, we call it adulting light.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the adulting with none of the bills. So,
oh, man, that would be so nice.
Sign me up.
How I do that.
Right. Go to lcms.org/YACORPS.
There you go.
Applications there. Right. So we provide their housing, and then they get a small stipend that covers kind of their personal costs, their food, their transportation, that kind of thing.
So we've been through a full 10-month cycle.
Mm-hmm. So two summer cycles and a 10-month cycle.
What were the responses what was some of the feedback you got from the participants? What did they gain? What did they learn in their time as a Lutheran Young Adult Corps volunteer?
Yeah, we've heard a variety of things. Probably the one I hear most often is it just exposed them to a whole new place, a whole new location, a whole new group of people who are who share their faith with them and who helps them grow in faith. We have a lot of young people who come out saying that they feel much more confident sharing Jesus with their neighbors and being a good neighbor and learning to share the gospel through acts of service. We are really excited that not only are young people growing in faith, but we had a young person who served for the summer and then was, after she completed her degree, came back and is now hired full-time at her organization.
Wow.
So it's feeding people back into potential jobs. In the same way, we also had somebody who did our summer program who's now considering long-term international mission work through the LCMS.
Awesome.
So we're hoping that they're learning a little more about their vocation, what they want to do in the future, and how that might serve them well.
And it sounds like learning more about their church and the opportunities within the LCMS as well to serve.
Sure. Yeah, we try and expose them to potential church work positions, though not everyone's going to go into
sure.
church work. Lots of them are just going to be really awesome lay leaders, which every congregation needs. In the same way, we have great partnerships with Concordia Nebraska and Concordia Wisconsin that provide scholarships and some extra support to our participants who serve in that 10-month program. So when they come and serve with us, if they haven't finished their degree, that's a great opportunity and connection with those Concordias to be able to go on and study at a Concordia at a reduced rate.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Lutheran Young Adult Corps, find out more at lcms.org/YACORPS. See
we'll,
at it.
We'll put that in the program
yeah,
notes.
We'll put that in the program notes.
Yeah.
And we get to hear the real story from the St. Louis participants in the studio here in just a moment. In studio with us today, Juliana Schultz, Program Manager for Lutheran Young Adult Corps. Stick around. We'll get the truth from the participants right here in studio. You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Hope Seeds, a Christian ministry which has been sending quality garden seed to a hungry world for almost 20 years, invites you to their harvest celebration on November 3rd at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church. Enjoy lunch at noon, followed by a presentation to learn more about Hope Seeds and a concert from Concordia Seminary Men's Chorus. Chapel of the Cross is located at 11645 Benham Road in Florissant. This is a free event, but a free will offering is welcomed. To RSVP for lunch, email mike@hopeseeds.org. Hope Seeds, plant a seed, feed a soul.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
Lutheran seminarian Josh Radke and Lutheran artist Kelly Schumacher bring you The Creation, The Fall, and The Promise, a book that highlights the creation and passion narratives, the sacraments, and Christ's return. The Creation, The Fall, and The Promise is a great gift for Christmas, Easter, birthdays, baptisms, confirmation, and teaching the faith during family devotions. Available on Amazon and from Kelly Schumacher's Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts. That's AGNUSDEIArts.com.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's Casual Friday.
Yay.
With some coffee in the cup.
Of course. There's
and
coffee in the cup every day, though.
Lutheran, that's true. You got some Timmies today.
I have Timmies today.
And
so
Lutheran
exciting.
Young Adult Corps participants in the studio today, our very own Ian Berger, which I believe you heard his radio debut last week on Let's Talk the Pastor is in, here in studio to share his story about being a participant in Lutheran Young Adult Corps and how awesome it is to be at KFUO. Ian,
yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio. Is it weird to be on this side of the glass and on the microphone? Well, you're in the studio frequently, you're just not in front of the microphone much.
Yes, this is very weird.
It never really gets any less weird.
Really?
Really.
Oh, I thought it was... That was cool. Rachel Rachel Freeman, Lutheran Young Adult Corps participant, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Hi.
Glad to have you in studio. Rachel, where do you come from?
Chehalis, Washington.
Wow.
How do you spell that?
C-H-E-H-A-L-I-S.
That's so cool.
Very cool. We forgot to mention, Ian, where do you come from?
I'm from Columbia, South Carolina.
Excellent. And Samantha Hoyt. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Where do you come from, Samantha?
East Dundee, Illinois.
Yay! Yeah. Not too far away. And so let's talk about where you first learned about Lutheran Young Adult Corps. Where did you first hear about it or learn about it? Who told you about it or where did you hear about it? Samantha?
Well, I actually heard about it from Juliana herself before the program even got up and running. I was a young adult volunteer at the National Youth Gathering down in New Orleans in 2016, and Juliana was telling us about this, you know, great new opportunity, so that kind of put it on my radar. And then I was at an Orange Nation Servant event last year in Austin, Texas, and she really came and talked to us as a small group and definitely made it something that I wanted to do.
Sam, how about you? Where did you... I'm sorry, Rachel. Just talk to Sam. Rachel, tell us where you first learned about Lutheran Young Adult Corps.
My dad's a pastor, and he had no idea this program existed until one of his pastor friends was just like, yo, your daughter is looking at doing church work. She might be interested in this program. And so then he told my dad, and I was like, yeah, let's go do this.
Ian?
I believe I saw an article on it in the Lutheran Witness, the magazine. And then my mother really pressured me to look into it. Not to do it, but to look into it as an option.
Yeah. What did you guys what were your expectations before you started into the program? What did you think the experience was going to be like?
I didn't expect the hour-long bus coming.
What about you, Rachel?
I didn't expect to make friends because I'm horrid at making friends, but Ian, Sam, and I all get along swell, and it makes me very happy that I was able to do this.
Sam, did you have grandiose expectations, and they've all been met, right?
I actually really had no expectations coming into this. I'm at a weird cross point in my life, so it was just kind of something to do, but it's actually been probably one of the best experiences I've ever had so far.
How so?
Been the best experience or crossroads?
well, let's focus on best experience.
It's really cool just being able to be in a situation that I am not used to being in. I got placed with Christian Friends of New Americans, so I spend all of my time working with immigrants and refugees in the greater St. Louis area. So it's just being able to interact with people of different cultures, different religions, different backgrounds, and just seeing just the variety of people around and learning how to witness to people who are totally different than I am, and also to allow myself to be ministered to as well by the kinds of people who you wouldn't expect to have that much to give. It's really been an eye-opening experience.
That's really cool. So you're with CFNA. We know Ian's with us, KFUO. But Rachel, where do you serve?
I am stationed at Historic Trinity in Soulard and Epiphany Lutheran in Holly Hills.
So what do you get to do?
At Historic Trinity, I help with their community care program, so their food window, and helping with the people who need help with rent or utility assistance. And at Epiphany, I'm just the lackey who does any odd job they need me to do. I help with Sunday school. I will help them stuff bulletins if they need it. I will help with their ESL program, all of their youth programs. I'm just all over the board.
A lot of times those people are some of the most valuable, though. The ones that just kind of do whatever. Nice and flexible. What are you hoping to gain from this experience? And we'll go to all three of you. We'll start with you, Rachel.
I wanted more experience working in the church. Like, I've grown up in the church. My dad's a pastor, so I've always been in the church and around the church. I was youth group president, so I was always just doing everything. And so I want to become a deaconess. And so this program was a good way for me to, like, get a taste of that before actually going to college and learning how to do it properly. And so it was just, I just want to gain the experiences, and moving halfway across the country was a good thing for me because I'm from a small town.
Ian, we didn't get to ask, what do you get to do at KFUO every day?
Well, I do a lot of things, but I mostly do production and I run the soundboard for some shows.
That was such a simple way of putting all the complex things he gets to do throughout the day.
I've thought
he's
a lot
being
about
humble.
It.
He's being very humble. Yeah, lots of editing, audio editing. If you like the podcast and the on-demand audio on our website, you can thank Ian because he's the guy who does a lot of the editing of that. Ian and Sarah work together to make sure that those audio archives are posted on KFUO.org. So if you're listening to this on a podcast, it's because Ian is a valuable part of the team in making sure that that happens. And he's so humble. He's like all embarrassed that I'm like bragging about him right now. So tell us more, Ian, about what you've been learning and how this has been a learning experience, a valuable experience for you so far. Aside from the bus ride.
Well, it's really been an exercise in independence, really. I've never really had to budget or take care of myself. So I've learned a lot about that.
How's that budget thing working out for you?
Well, the $30 receipt for pizza last night would say it's not working out very well.
So it's a learning experience. Is he being honest here? Is he doing well with budgeting? Or sort of?
We haven't starved to death yet.
Good. Yeah. So it's been a learning experience. And Sam, you shared a little bit about what you've been learning so far. Let's go back to Ian. You mentioned that your mom encouraged you to look into it. Who encouraged you along the way as you found out about this program? Who encouraged you to apply, to take that next step, to go further? Who encouraged you to consider Lutheran Young Adult Corps? How did that make a difference? Sam?
I was pretty self-motivated. I decided this was something that I wanted to do, and so I put in all the effort. I told my parents, hey, I'm doing this. I'm going somewhere. And they were like, okay, have fun. And
well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's pretty much the kind of encouragement I'm used to. It's just, I decide I'm going to do something and then I make it happen.
Rachel?
Mostly my dad and my sister. My older sister goes to Concordia, Wisconsin in their parish music program. And so she was like, you should probably go do something else because I struggled in school for a really long time, and so it was hard being in school, and so my parents were just like, this would be good. You get out of school for a year before going on and getting some experience in the field you want to go to. And so it was a lot of my dad being like, you should do this program. You should do this program. Apply for this program before it's too late.
So it worked.
Uh-huh.
Yay, Dad.
What about you, Ian? Who encouraged you along the way?
Really, my mom. Both of my parents, they wanted me to make a decision about college or something else. And I'm definitely, or at least at the time, was not ready to decide what I wanted to do in college. So this is a good thing to do during a gap year.
Yeah. Yeah. What have you learned about your church body at large? And a lot of times, especially growing up maybe in a smaller town, or if you only attend one church from birth until you're 18, if that's your situation, you know, you kind of get in this little Lutheran bubble and your Lutheran bubble is really tiny. But now being out in the world and experiencing different organizations in different cities, what have you been able to learn about your church body at large, Ian?
I didn't know there were so many of us. And the International Center is a pretty amazing place. It's really beautiful. I didn't know we had a place like this.
What about you, Rachel?
Since my dad's a pastor, I've been to so many pastors' conferences and like met so many pastors. It's just like, hey, this is Pastor such and such. And I'm just like, okay, I won't remember that tomorrow, but that's fine. And so like, and in the Northwest District, we're kind of few and far between. The closest Lutheran church is half an hour away. And so you come here, and then there's like, there's a church here. Oh, and then there's one like three blocks over. And then there's one over there. There's so many churches here. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
What about you, Sam?
The interconnectedness of everybody has really astonished me. For example, just in my first 2 weeks here, I've never been to Missouri before in my life, but I ran into my childhood pastor, my fifth grade science teacher, and my dad's high school guidance counselor. So the Lutheran bubble is very small.
For someone who is, for that young person who is maybe just graduated from high school or in the middle of college, not really sure what they want to do next, but they know they want to serve in some way, what do you think? We've got about 20 seconds left. LutheranYoung.Core, a good option. Should they start the application process? Just take that first step.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Across the board. Did you hear that? It was in unison. In unison. Juliana, thank you so much for coming in today with our Lutheran Young Adult Core participants. It's been great to have you in studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And thank you so much, Rachel, Sam, Ian. Thanks for being here and sharing your story this morning. It's been a blast, and blessings on the rest of your 10 months of service. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.